Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, a good evening and welcome aboard another edition Sports Overnight America, cross country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Terrell, happy to report to you. I'm in Chicago, making our way to Uncasville, Connecticut for the start of the WNBA playoffs. Six games tonight, WNBA, but I'll stick my neck out. Three seed, six seed, everything's determined. Everything's determined. Chicago Sky are going to get smoked tonight, so I don't have to worry. We got a full show today. It's going to be absolute chaos, just like these airlines here as we come to you live in Chicago. We will get Tyler Levine in here. We will get DJ Shields in here. We're going to have Chuck Cooper the third in here. His dad was the first ever black player on the Boston Celtics. He was brought in as a rookie out of Duquesne along with the legendary Bob Cousy. There's a film festival going on in the Northeast up in Boston. And the film Sweetwater is about Nate Sweetwater Clifton and, of course, Nate Lloyd and obviously Chuck Cooper the second. So it's an interesting film, but also a humanitarian award for Chuck Cooper the third. This will be a nice piece coming up at 25 past the hour. I am indeed looking forward to it. And then, we'll get DJ Shields in here. He's a wild man, and he'll throw some Thursday night into Friday football stuff at us for the weekend. And then, of course, we got Jets and Pats tonight, and then Tyler Levine's back in his college town of Springfield, Massachusetts. So we're fanning all over the place, and then we're going to head down to Mississippi. We will talk to our buddy Nick Douglas on the SEC and see what's going on there. Texas is going to roll this week. I think they got Louisiana Monroe. So, again, glorified scrimmage. But we have some great games. The Big 12's got the game of the week. Utah-Oklahoma State, 12 versus 14, is going to be great. Fox has got it at 3 o'clock. Now, you can tell me all you want about Southern Cal and Michigan, and, yeah, it's got some sex appeal. But that Utah-Oklahoma State game ought to be a doozy. Now, we don't get too hepped up because the minute you do, you put the old jinx on it, and then the game turns up being a bomb. But we'll see. I think it's good. I think it's going to be a great game. So we'll do that. We'll get Tyler Levine in here. We'll get DJ Shields and a lot more here on Sports Overnight. Coming right back. Live in Chicago.
I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, coming to you live from Chicago, we got Tyler Levine on the horn, we got DJ Shields, we got Chuck Cooper the third coming up, and then we got Nick Douglas coming up in the final segment. We'll go inside the SEC, but college football is going to be great. Listen, the Patriots still secret tonight. I'm telling you right now, this game is going to go low. This is going to be, I think at the highest it'll be 21-17 Jets or Pats, but listen, this is, you know what the Patriots are going to do, they're going to run the ball. Tyler, I'll start with you. You know this. This is going to be smash mouth, and we know what Gerard Mayo's about. He doesn't care. He's going to run the ball, and he's going to say, stop us. And he even did it in overtime, and Seattle knew it and stopped them, and they got the ball back, and Myers kicked the field goal to win it on Sunday in overtime. But let's start with you, and then we get DJ in here. But how do you see this one tonight? I just see the Patriots trying to run the ball and play keep away and keep Aaron Rodgers on the sideline. What do you think? Give me a quick hit.
Yeah, I definitely like the under in this one. I mean, the total that Vegas is putting out is 38.5. I completely agree that I think the Pats are just going to put the ball on the ground and run. And generally speaking, with these high spreads, when there is an under, that, you know, it's more favorable to take the road dog in this type of situation. It's a weird number, six. You know, it seems pretty obvious. Everyone's going to think, oh, the Jets. But I think they kind of like the Pats in the, you know, in the Meadowlands, it's the Patriots versus the Jets at the end of the day. And historically speaking, I think, you know, there's a lot that has to do with that. And I think the Pats can get up, and they, you know, obviously played the Bengals very well and won. They played the Seahawks very well and lost, even though they probably could have and should have won that game. So, you know, I think the Pats will keep this one close. I liked your score prediction a lot. 21-17 sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, let's get DJ in here. And here's what we do know. If you're a running team like the Patriots and can't deviate from that, if you get behind, then you're screwed, because then you have to play catch-up running the ball, and it's not conducive. DJ, welcome back, buddy. How do you see this one tonight? And, boy, you got some splaining to do with the god-awful Cowboys. Go ahead. Take it away. What do you got?
All right, Marty, what's going on, my man? First of all, thank you guys for having me back. And look, I think, you know, I look at it a little bit different than Tyler's looking at it and than a lot of people are looking at it. Yeah, they have the Patriots have a great run game. They're going to try to run, keep the ball away. But I don't think they will be able to get the first downs to keep the chains moving. So here's what I think, in my opinion. I think Aaron Rodgers tonight shows why the Jets will be good this year and why Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. He's going to come out, do what he does. I think they get ahead early. They get the lead. And when the Pats got to play catch-up, I don't think they'll catch up. I like the number at six. I love the New York Jets. I think the Jets cover, the Jets win. And I think Aaron Rodgers has a huge night.
Well, if you're right and they get the lead, Tyler, I'll have you follow up on that. If the Jets get the lead, forget it. I mean, they get up 10, 10-3, 14-3, game's over as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it won't be much drama on prime time tonight. Let me ask you real quick. Patriots from behind, what do they do?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, if the Jets can get off to a good start and, you know, get a touchdown early, maybe, you know, go up 10-0, 14-0, I think it'll be over very quickly in that case, because I do not think that with the Jets' defense being as good as they are, that the Pats will be able to throw all over them. And, you know, like you said, if they do get behind, they're going to have to go to the passing game. And that's not where New England is strong right now. The only reason that I think that potentially the Pats could cover is just because they obviously have very good defensive backs. But it is Aaron Rodgers, and he's obviously, he's a star. And can, you know, he's played against the best of the best. And I do think Garrett Wilson's going to have a big game. I like him as an anytime touchdown scorer. This new dynamic backfield that the Jets have, they can easily cover the -6 spread. I think their defense is really going to have to stifle this New England run if they're going to do that.
Yeah, I'm fascinated. You know, Hunter Henry had a big game against Seattle. He had 7 or 8, 9 catches, whatever. I mean, every time I turned around, I thought Gronkowski came out of retirement. I couldn't believe how well he played. But, all right, let's move on. DJ, down in your neck of the woods. I mean, I don't know what to say about the Cowboys. I mean, they just got obliterated by the Saints. You know, obviously they got Dak's contract situation, CD situated. Give me a take on the Cowboys here real quick. What's going on with them? All over the map right now, early on. Let me hear.
Yeah, I think the Cowboys, like you said, they're all over the map. Again, it goes back to the organization. When you're paying 3 stars on each side of the ball, that's kind of what you get. You don't get a team. So the Saints came in there and really just whipped the heck out of them, right? Saints came in, they scored on every single offensive possession. And, again, it wasn't a field goal. It was a touchdown every time they got the ball. So I think you go back to put the ball in Dak's hands, paying him $60 million a year. Dak comes back, and he can't go score for score with the Saints. But, you know, some of the blame goes on Dak, and I don't want to be a player picker on her, so I won't go that route. But I think maybe you don't have all the pieces together because you don't have a team for paying all that money to the star players. But the Cowboys, I don't know. I think they're kind of limping into this game, and I think Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens come in fired up, ready to go, and that's a team under their coach. I know that they have a chip on their shoulder, so I think Dallas loses again right here when Baltimore comes to town.
Well, then you got a pair of 1-2s. Let me ask you this. Is the best team in Texas? It's got to be the Texans off to a 2-0 start. Absolutely slapped the Bears silly. Give me a quick hit on the Texans because there's not much to dislike there. That is a very solid team right now and great, extremely well coached. Give me a hit on Houston real quick.
Hey, these guys in Houston, Texans, man, they can get it done. C.J. Stroud, he is an absolute star. He hasn't missed a beat. You know, everybody thought maybe he would have a slump season, but he hasn't missed a beat in these 2 games. He's got his star receivers, Tank Dell. He's got Joe Mixon in the backfield. And these guys, they are going to be the team to beat. I think, you know, the team that will compete with Kansas City the most besides the Bengals, because we saw what happened with that Bengals and Chiefs game last week. Joe Burrow can compete, obviously, with Patrick Mahomes. But C.J. Stroud, he's going to be tough. He's going to be hard to beat. I think he can get the Texans in there and possibly put him in the Super Bowl. We'll see.
Yeah, if I bumped into C.J. Stroud in the airport and I didn't know him and asked him what he did for a living and he'd tell me an NFL quarterback, I'd laugh. I mean, the guy looks like he just jumped out of a TV commercial, baby-faced kid, but he's an assassin out there. DJ, I'll let you go. You're with us for 2 segments tomorrow on a Football Friday. It's going to be wild. Good job. Tyler, you hang in. I got Chuck Cooper coming up, and then we're going inside some other stuff here. It's very grateful to have both of you guys, and Nick Douglas coming up on the SEC. But the game of the weekend, college football, and Tyler, just before we go to break, I mean, are you pumped up at all for Michigan-USC? I mean, this would be a great, great turnaround after that Texas disaster and then beating up on lowly Arkansas State. Give me 30 seconds on Michigan-USC.
I don't think Michigan gets it done. I think that they're lost at the quarterback position. Their offense has no identity as of right now, and I think USC will roll. I mean, USC is a -5 favorite in Ann Arbor. Look, I get it's a very difficult place to play, but Michigan, just they lack an identity right now for me, and I think they're going to struggle here.
Would you agree that Utah-Oklahoma State might be the best game of the weekend?
Oh, yeah. I personally love Utah's offense. It's electrifying. I'm pretty shocked that this is only 2.5. I thought this would be more of a pick 'em in this spot, which does lead me to believe that Vegas thinks that Oklahoma State is more than capable of winning this game.
And you're in Springfield, Mass for what, a golf tournament? Are you going to the Hall of Fame, or what are you doing there?
Yeah, I got a soccer alumni golf tournament at Franconia tomorrow morning. Pretty excited for it.
All right, let's give the birthplace of basketball a big shootout. You didn't go to Springfield College. You went to Winnick. But at least you didn't go to AIC because the Yellow Jackets. AIC, you know, that stands for almost in college, right?
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Good stuff. You hang in. Enjoy Chuck Cooper when I talk to him, and then I'm going to wheel you back. So sit back, have a cold one, and I'll get you in here. Okay, pal?
All right.
All right. Sounds like he's asleep, but he's awesome, man. I love the kid. All right. Okay, take the break. Come back on the other side. And Chuck Cooper the third is going to join us. His dad, man, did he go into, you know, they thought Pumpsy Green had it rough with the Red Sox, and he did. He was the first African-American to play for Boston and the Red Sox at Fenway. But the old Boston Garden, when Chuck Cooper the second came in there, and then ultimately they had the first all-five black starting five in the NBA, that raised a lot of eyebrows. And then Bill Russell, of course, came to his defense, said, look, this guy deserves a special honor, or I'm not taking my enshrinement ring. So interesting stuff, which came down the pike. So we look forward to that. Chuck Cooper coming up next here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? Today, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
All right, we are talking the world of sports here. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America. We're presented by Geico and also by Rocket Mortgage, $10,000 down for those closing costs with the approval of your mortgage. What a thrill to get Chuck Cooper the second on here, the third rather, talking about his dad, Chuck Cooper the second, who was the Jackie Robinson of the NBA. He was the first black player, and obviously with the Boston Celtics, the most storied franchise in the NBA, on October 22nd, they will indeed hoist their 18th championship banner to the rafters. And as all part of the 40th Boston Film Festival, the Humanitarian Impact of Change Award is to our guest today, Chuck Cooper III, who will talk about a film, but also talk about the life and times of his amazing dad. Chuck Cooper, Marty Terrell, thank you for coming on. How are you?
Marty, I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to join you today. Thanks for having me on.
Well, listen, you right back at you, and thank you. Congratulations on this award, and let's get right into it. We know that Jackie Robinson crossed the color lines in baseball, but I think to a man, we'd be hard-pressed to identify your dad, but I grew up in New England, a legendary franchise, the Celtics. Tell us, what was it like? I mean, seriously, what was this like in this legacy? We'll get into some other stuff here in a moment, but at first glance, your dad was not only a pioneer, number one, but number two, in a very, very high-profile spot in the city of Boston. Let me ask you. Go ahead. Tell us, Chuck.
Well, you know, first I got to say, I got to really take my hat off to the Boston Celtics organization. You know, it's in their DNA. Not only did they draft my father, but they started the first black starting five. They hired the first black head coach in the great Bill Russell. But sounds like we're getting some feedback, Marty. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear. I'm in a busy place. So, yes, I'll try to keep it as quiet as I can in the background. But go ahead. Yes.
No, sorry about that. So you know, the fact that he was drafted by the Boston Celtics organization, and, you know, he immediately became a starter, and that was Red Auerbach's first year. It was Bob Cousy, his fellow rookie and best friend, Bob Cousy's first year, and they really changed the culture of the franchise. That was the Celtics' first winning season, and, of course, we know 18 championships later, you know, when you make the right decisions, great things happen. But he was an All-American player coming out of Duquesne University, only the second consensus African-American All-American in NCAA college basketball history. And, you know, back in the day, the biggest college games were played in Madison Square Garden, and he was voted the second best player to play in the Garden that year with all the top players coming through. And after the NIT tournament, which was the big tournament at that time, they said if they took that vote after the tournament, he'd have been the best player that they saw in the Garden that year.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that because it was a time when the NIT was the big tournament. There is no question about it. It's home, like you say, the old Madison Square Garden. No ifs, ands, or buts about that. The NCAA was kind of like the junior varsity tournament. Tell us about your dad. He played in Pittsburgh, you know. He played at Duquesne. And you know what's really crazy is they were a wonderful basketball program at the time. You know, the Dukes are still around. They had Norm Nixon. He went to the Lakers. I remember Norm Nixon playing against the University of Massachusetts. But tell us about your dad, because Pittsburgh was a hell of a basketball town. And the great Connie Hawkins came out of Pittsburgh, did he not? I mean, he played with the old Pittsburgh Pipers, I want to say, in the ABA. Tell us about your dad in Pittsburgh and Duquesne University.
Well, Duquesne University back in the late 40s, early 50s, you know, they were a powerhouse in basketball. And one reason why, they were one of the few major colleges, predominantly white institutions, that allow African-Americans to play. So after my father left Duquesne, they attracted other stars like Sy Hugo Green and the Ricketts brothers, and they ended up winning the national championship. So So, you know, I tell you what, he really had a special affection for Duquesne University. By the way, they're back on the map. They went to the Big Dance last year, got my coach, Coach Keith Danbrot, and they got Coach Drew Joyce, who played high school basketball at LeBron, so we're still hoping for great things out of that program. But you know, him being not only just allowed to be the leader on the court, he was named team captain. You know, that attracted those guys to come to Duquesne, so that they were a powerhouse back in the day.
Let's talk about your award. You have done so much with the youth. Can you tell us what this foundation, in honor of your father, Chuck Cooper II, your Chuck Cooper III, this foundation is wonderful in your dad's name, and I think it's very important for us to get that information out there. And seriously, thank you so much for doing all you've done for the youth. Can you talk about the mission of this great foundation in honor of your late dad?
Certainly. I really appreciate that. Thank you for the compliment. So I've been giving back to the community pretty much most of my adult life, but we established the foundation back in 2011, and the foundation honors my father through providing educational programs. We give scholarships. I tell people all the time, I was a pharmaceutical sales rep, got laid off from my job, and my wife said, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to start a foundation. And since 2013, we've awarded over $400,000 in graduate-level scholarships to underserved students. We outreach to high school, middle school age kids, and we talk about my father's legacy, who broke barriers not just in basketball. He became the city of Pittsburgh's first African-American city department director, and PNC Bank's predecessor, Pittsburgh National Bank. He was one of their first black executives, if not the first, which also came with some of the similar challenges that he faced in the NBA. So, you know, it's all about education, you know, using his legacy to inspire young people. And I couldn't be happier than and really deeply honored to receive the Humanitarian Impact of Change Award from the Boston Film Festival. Now, and it's a special year for them. It's their 40th anniversary, and they're also going to be showing a movie about my father's other fellow pioneer, Nat Sweetwater Clifton, who, between my father, him, and Earl Lloyd, you know, integrated the NBA. And I couldn't be prouder and be more honored to receive this award, not just, you know, for my efforts, but my entire team in a year that the festival is honoring or going to show the Sweetwater film and also, you know, being the festival's 40th year anniversary, just special.
Have you seen a showing of the movie yet? Have you, Chuck?
It's phenomenal. Everett Osborne plays Sweetwater. He did a lot of research. I think one thing that really sells it, not only is Everett a very, very talented actor, but he also is a great basketball player. He played professionally overseas, so, you know, he's able to do his own scenes and everything. But it's a great story. Sweetwater was a great man. You know, the early African-American pioneers are so underappreciated because, you know, honestly, they were brought in the league to rebound and play defense. They weren't afforded the opportunity. The teams weren't built around their talents. So, you know, to bring your stories to light through this movie, and I'll tell you, it's the first time I got a chance to see my father being played on a big screen, and it was just a special moment. They simulated the draft, of course, where Walter Brown and Red Auerbach selected my father, which officially, well, that was the first act of the first official act of the NBA to integrate the league. So it's just a great time. Basketball, I mean, the NBA has, you know, just signed that $76 million TV deal. You know, to know that it started back in the day, and my father and those guys, you know, helped. Were the foundation of the league, and to see the success that it's having now, and to see the Celtics win the 18th championship, it's just a great time to be Chuck Cooper's son and be a basketball fan.
Yeah, indeed it is, and we're very grateful. I tell you, we got a big group. We're going to be at Encore Boston the night before. We got a big dinner, a big cocktail hour for some of our advertisers, and then we're going to be there on Tuesday night the 22nd when the 18th banner goes to the rafters. I'm going to be thinking of you and your dad. And you know what I want? You know what I want to say, Chuck? He got such maligned for, you know, the whole Olympic snub. Do you know what Jaylen Brown is doing in the community in like Roxbury and Jamaica Plain and some of those really rough neighborhoods in Boston? Do you know that he's aware of your father, Jaylen Brown, who gets a lot of criticism? Do you understand what that guy has done?
I hope you get a chance to talk to him if you haven't already. What he is doing in Roxbury and the inner city of Boston is nothing short of amazing. Have you encountered Jaylen on any level yet? Because if you haven't, you should.
Jaylen Brown is a phenomenal young man. I mean, his intelligence, you know, just being an example for young people, let alone the investment that he's making in the community through the Seven Juice Foundation. He's a phenomenal person. I have had a chance to meet Jaylen on a few occasions. I haven't had a chance to really sit down and talk to him. I sure hope that happens. But I tell you what, I mean, he's broke the mold. You know, you got other guys out there like LeBron who have done some great things. But his impact and his commitment to making a difference, I know he's interested in building a Black Wall Street. He's just a phenomenal, phenomenal person and really comes from a phenomenal family. I've got a chance to meet his brother. Just great people, and I can't thank Jaylen enough for carrying the torch of not only great players but doing great things off the court.
Of course, Bill Russell and all the others. Chuck Cooper III, you have a voice here anytime you want. Thank you so much, my friend. I apologize for being in busy Chicago. We're making our way to Connecticut to watch Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever this weekend against the Connecticut Sun. Chuck, let's do it again soon, okay, my friend?
Thank you, Martin. It's an honor and a pleasure, sir. Thank you so much.
All right, you got it. Chuck Cooper III is legendary dad. Hey, Jackie Robinson got a lot of attention breaking the color barrier, and the first Black African, first African-American player in the NBA, of course, was Chuck Cooper II. Boston Celtics, and then an all African-American starting five, right? Casey Jones, Russell, Chuck Cooper, a whole bunch, and of course that Sanders and other legendary figures in Boston, Massachusetts with the Celtics. It'll be an emotional night too. That 18th banner goes up there, and you have to think back of some of the pioneers like Chuck Cooper. And you got to think of Satch, and you got to think of course, Bill Russell, who has passed in the last 2 years. So just amazing, amazing stuff. So thank you to Sharon Panazzo, the publicist who arranged for that interview. That was very, very nice. Sharon Panazzo used to be the marketing and media relations director of the Chicago Cubs and a very, very, very professional woman. Grateful. All right, Nick Douglas coming up. We'll get Tyler back in the mix as well.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. And get even more of an interior refresh with up to 40% off select vanities and free delivery. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here. This moment together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now. America, premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328.
800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
All right, welcome back here on Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe in a busy Chicago. On a Thursday into a Friday, we'll be in Uncasville, Connecticut over the weekend, Connecticut Sun and the Indiana Fever first round WNBA. But a lot of football to get to. Let me get Tyler back in here. We'll get Nick in a second. Tyler, you back with me? How are you, pal?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Thanks for being patient. You know, the one game I kind of overlooked, and we'll get into it with Nick, and I want to get your first glance. Tennessee, Oklahoma. Not bad, huh?
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. I was watching a ton of it on ESPN today, just watching their previews and everything. And I'm excited for that game, man. This is I don't know. There's something about Tennessee being good in football that it just feels right. You know, they've had some big struggles over the years.
Big time, you know, yeah.
And you know, I feel like we've kind of grown to associate them with basketball, but you know, football is their roots, and I'm excited for this game.
I am too, and it's funny you say that because there, of course, we had the Manning years, and you know, then they had some great running backs there, and obviously they've had great coaching over the year. But Heupel's done a heck of a job. Let's get Nick Douglas in here. He's our SEC insider, Ole Miss, Georgia Southern, but I know he's going to have his eyes and his thoughts about Tennessee, Oklahoma. Nick, welcome aboard along with Tyler Levine. How are you? Give us your take, Tennessee and Oklahoma. Oklahoma, of course, a newcomer to the SEC, and they have designs of an upset. Let me hear.
Absolutely, Marty and Tyler. It's great to be with you guys today. Look, Tennessee's red hot. There's no question, coming off a 71-point victory at home against Kent State. This will be Josh Heupel's first return to his alma mater. Obviously, Marty, you remember Coach
Yes.
Heupel playing and coaching there throughout the early 2000s. They will be traveling to Norman for the first time to take on Oklahoma, as both teams seem to be performing very well to start the season. So getting into conference play in the SEC, teams are going to start taking big losses. Obviously, not to look ahead, but Georgia and Alabama are going head-to-head next week. So this run of the SEC will get really interesting as conference play gets going.
Yeah, and Heupel was there. He played under Bobby Stoops, and you see a lot of Stoops in his coaching acumen. But let's be honest, Tennessee, they want to compete, obviously, for national championships. And they're just in such a difficult situation because, obviously, you got Big Brother Georgia, Big Brother Alabama. And we're going to get to some quotes I had from a football coach just the other day, who said the team to watch right now that everybody's looking past because they haven't played anybody yet, and that's not going to change this weekend with Georgia Southern, and that's Ole Miss. But one more point on Tennessee, and that is the level of success has to be now not only the playoff automatically, but to make a deep run in the 12-team playoff. Nick, let me hear.
Absolutely, and there's no question that Tennessee has the team to do it. I mean, just offense and defense, they've allowed 4.3 points per game all year. And similar to Ole Miss, you know, they've got the red-hot offense. They're averaging 643 yards per game. That's second in the country, only to Ole Miss. 300 passing yards a game as well. So this Tennessee team does look red-hot. It'll be great to see them get on the road and start conference play against Coach V's team. Obviously, Coach Venables is a great defensive mind in the conference. So, you know, you'll have a bit of the unstoppable force meeting an immovable object. So that's definitely the game to watch this week.
All right, we'll get to Ole Miss in a second. Tyler, how shocked were you last week? I sat there, I hate to say it, I was pulling like hell for Kentucky. I stayed up to the very end. I wanted to see that in the worst way. Why?
Why? Do we just love to see the mighty fall like that? I mean, Kentucky had them. Give me your take. I know you were watching, or I know you did a little brush up on it. That was a hell of a football game. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone loves to see the number one team go down. I believe Georgia was on the road as well. So, you know, what's better than the fans storming onto the field, upsetting number one at home? And a 13-12 scoreline is pretty crazy. But, you know, I think this goes to show that Georgia, you know, are not just a school that is going to be known as an offensive powerhouse. I mean, holding them to not giving up a touchdown in this game on the road in SEC play, regardless of who you're playing, is impressive. And this is, you know, people might think this isn't a good win for them. This is a good win to come out of here on top, you know, winning in the fourth quarter when it matters most after, you know, being down 3-0 and then only getting two field goals in the second and third quarter total. For me, this is a good win, and it helps establish an identity of this team that, hey, look, we can blow guys out, but when we need to, we can lean on our defense. And I think this is going to be good momentum for them moving forward because they got it out of the way. They got that testy game because every team, generally speaking, has one of these games throughout the season. And what really matters is, can you come out on top in the face of adversity on the road? And they were able to do that. So props to Georgia, and I'm definitely looking forward to next week as they square off against Alabama.
Nick, you were in Winston-Salem as you guys were polishing off Wake Forest. What was your neck craning to do, and what was the general consensus as you guys were getting your work done into the night as Kentucky had Georgia singing for their supper, so to speak? Let me hear.
Absolutely, yes. As I mean, predictably, the Rebels did turn it on, and, you know, they were able to combat some turnovers. You know, the Rebels have still not given up a touchdown all year, but the attention did admittedly shift to the Georgia-Kentucky game. You know, Kentucky's got to find an answer with the quarterback situation. Concerning stat for the Wildcat fans is that Brock Vandegrift has put up a combined 144 yards and a pick with no scores through the air over 2 weeks. It doesn't matter if you're playing the number one team in the country. It doesn't matter if you're the worst team in the conference. Hey, they might be. The fact of the matter is you can't put those numbers up in the SEC and expect to compete. That's ridiculous. That can't be done. And Coach Schutz is going to find himself on the hot seat if he doesn't find an answer at quarterback here in the next couple weeks.
Here's where I want to go with you both next, and that is the situation in Texas with Arch Manning. Ewers obviously is seen as a Heisman hopeful, a Heisman favorite even. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I mean, look, they want to see Ewers come back, but I'll tell you right now, Arch Manning gets in there. He lights them up. I think they got Louisiana Monroe. I don't even know Ewers' injury update status. Nick, I'll start with you, then Tyler, I want you to weigh in. I don't know. I consider myself a fan of SEC football. I have no problem, though, if Ewers is out and we see Manning. I mean, he's got the blue-blooded name. Give me a quick, and what's the scuttlebutt around the SEC right now, Nick?
Absolutely. So it was announced earlier today that Manning will make his much-anticipated first career start at quarterback against the Warhawks. Obviously, Quinn Ewers suffered a scary non-contact injury last week, so this is the number one team in the country. Hosting ULM, you might see Manning's backup even gets some minutes. That one shouldn't be close. But, you know, that's just one of many big headlines to watch as conference play gets going. This calendar is going to get even more packed as the conference expands and, you know, as there's rumors of a 9-conference schedule coming into play with the SEC. So, you know, that's one to watch with Texas. Obviously, they're red hot. South Carolina looks to beat up on Akron this week. They play this Saturday at 7:30 Eastern. Lenore Sellers, who left last week's game early against LSU, is listed as questionable with an ankle injury. Auburn transfer Robbie Ashford will be quarterbacking the Gamecocks at home against the Zips if Sellers is unable to play. They have to combat issues with penalties as they had over 100 yards and two pick sixes, 100 yards in penalties and two pick sixes called back during their LSU loss last week.
Yeah. Hey, Nick, hang on, Nick. You know, Tyler, I think this is the best of both worlds. Even though Manning is going to torch Louisiana Monroe, probably throw for 500 yards, probably 5 scores. It's not going to matter. This is the best of both worlds. Ewers gets to get healthy. The fans who are thirsty to see Manning, who's at a school where they over-recruit because they can,
this is the perfect scenario because people were sick and tired of Arch Manning carrying a clipboard. Ewers goes down. It's not a season-ending injury, and they get to see Manning. The cake and eat it in Austin. Give me a quick take on Arch Manning, your situation with the Longhorns. Let me hear.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm intrigued to see is if he's out for two more weeks beyond this, we're going to get to see Arch Manning against Oklahoma. And just calling it for what it is, you know, these schools are not loyal to just naming a starter because he's supposed to be the starter because he's older. If I'm Texas and I'm a Texas fan and I watch Arch Manning light up UL Monroe, light up Mississippi State, and then win versus Oklahoma, you know, it's you now have a decision to make. I mean, if the guy is just lighting people up and he's looking really, really good, he's a mobile quarterback, he can throw the ball, you know, Texas is going to have a decision to make on their hands. Obviously, it's Quinn Ewers' team. Everyone believes that, but you know, you never know in these type of situations. You know, when the guy gets a shot like this, I mean, look at what Tom Brady did. You know, when a guy gets a shot, if he can step up and do the thing, you know, he can win that starting job. And I heard a really interesting segment this morning, which is, you know, there's a lot of kids who grow up playing quarterback who, you know, are really good at throwing the ball, but the quarterback position is very different. And you know, Arch was raised in a football home, you know, with Peyton and Eli around him. He has a different mindset around the position. And if he's able to come in and display that and show that and be the guy, they might want to stick with him moving forward. You never know.
And look, Tom Brady became Tom Brady because Drew Bledsoe went down to an injury. I mean, it's crazy. All right, Nick, Andy Talley, Hall of Fame, 2020 College Football Hall of Fame, coached at Villanova. I know it's a basketball school, but I respect him as a football guy. Had him on Tuesday, and what he said was, the team that nobody's talking about that he thinks can win the national championship in the SEC is Ole Miss, and I couldn't wait to tell you this. What's he talking about here? I mean, he says Lane Kiffin's got a very immensely talented team, and they're not going to be kowtowing or bowing to anybody. He says Ole Miss and the Rebs are absolutely in the thick of things. Give me your response real quick.
Absolutely, Marty. I think what I've seen, what's different about this year's team, obviously the talent is different. Obviously they've got the size up front. But the biggest shift that no one's talking about is the culture that Coach Kiffin has in the locker room on game day. So, you know, the coaches that win the titles, the Smarts, the Sabins, those are the coaches that are the disciplinarians. Those are the coaches that stand up in front of the group, get loud, and command respect. That was never really Kiffin's style until this year. He's been much more animated with the team. He's been much more personable, much more serious, much more driven. Just throughout the offseason, and now it's very clear, seeing the way he walks around the locker room, that he's starting to kick it into high gear and show that he can be that coach that is loud and that commands the attention of the players in an intense manner, you know, during halftime and during the pregame speech. You know, Lane was never a big pregame speech guy, but that's been the shift that I've seen this year that, you know, probably wouldn't get much in the way of headlines. But, you know, that's big. And obviously, you know, the talent factor's there. The guys seem to have gelled well together. I know Ole Miss always makes sure to have four true cupcake games just to make sure that the team is gelled. You've seen Wake Forest pull out of the game next year. USC, Ole Miss, that was canceled next year. So they want to have time for these guys to gel together and really become one unit. And I think you're going to see the finishing touches get put on that. And, again, a team that has not allowed a touchdown all year, they look to continue that streak as Georgia Southern does come to town.
All right, good job, Nick. We'll let you go. Tyler, you as well. Thank you, fellas. I appreciate it. Talk to you both in the next day or two. And, Nick, I'll talk to you Saturday night live from Connecticut as we get ready for the WNBA playoffs, but a lot of college football. Thank you, fellas. Great job out of both of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty.
All right, absolutely. Good job out of you guys. All right, come back. What we're screaming and screaming about, yes, NFL football prime video tonight. Where do you go? Patriots, look, get a lead. They got a chance to spring an upset at AT&T, MetLife in the Meadowlands. But if they don't have to play come-from-behind football, I don't see it. Give you my pick on the other side. Coming to you live in Chicago, Thursday into a Friday with Dominic Jimenez. Coming right back here on Sports Overnight, Sports Byline.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
All right, talking the world of sports, streaming and screaming tonight. Listen, away from football, of course, we get the Patriots and the Jets tonight at MetLife. Something tells me the Jets are going to get a lead. And Gerard Mayo's made it no secret. They're going to run the football with Ramon Stevenson, and he's going to carry it. Antonio Gibson's been nice. They got some nice little talent there running the football, but you got to have a lead. And if you get down, and I think Rodgers and company will look for that quick strike. And, you know, Breece Hall is a pretty elite talent. They've got some great talent there. And defensively, the Jets can put points up too. So if Jacoby has an off night and, you know, throws a pick or two and they don't take care of the football, then this could be a long night for the Patriots. Something tells me it's the Jets tonight. There'll be a big groundswell there. I tell you what, though, Yankees got beat this afternoon 3-2. Braves won. Mets have just absolutely, I've watched it almost wire to wire the last couple nights. Acuna, this rookie they've got, is just unbelievable. He's like 7-for-15 with 2 home runs, filling in for Lindor, who's out, and Lindor will be out another couple games. But don't look now. Here come the Phillies for 4, and the Phillies have been a little sloppy of late, but they got a big lead. So I am interested to watch the Mets-Phillies tonight. I will keep a very close eye on that game tonight. So, yes, I will be locked and loaded watching the Mets, who are honing in now on that wild card. And I don't think there's any team right now in the National League or baseball that wants to play the Mets. They're hitting, they're getting pitching, and they're getting defense. Nemo has been great. Lindor, when he gets healthy, the MRI came back clean. They've got Peterson, an elite starter. The back end of the pen's a little shaky. If they can get that straightened out, they have a good chance to be a very, very dangerous team come postseason. So meet the Mets. Greet the Mets. The amazing Mets are amazing again. They got New York going nuts with the Yankees, and there's dreams of a Subway Series. We shall see. Great job on Adominic Jimenez. Thanks to Chuck Cooper III on his legendary dad, Chuck Cooper II, who broke the color barrier in the NBA in Boston. Thanks to Tyler Levine, Nick Douglas, and DJ Shields. I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your Thursday into a Friday. And thanks to Adominic Jimenez as well. Adios. From Chicago, we're Connecticut bound with Caitlin Clark and the WNBA playoffs. Adios.